Howie Wing, a saga of aviation. With our saga of aviation. Caught by Howie Wing in the act of cheating, Buzz Rondell faces a faculty board. But the surly, vengeful lower classman, knowing that he can expect nothing but dismissal, is determined to get even with Howie Wing. Howie has admitted flying Donna Cavendish in an army airplane, his reason being the errand of mercy performed by Donna. However, Rondell claims that Howie deliberately disobeyed a telegraphic order when he took off with Donna. Howie knew nothing of the order, but when he presented his logbook to the faculty board for inspection, the order was found in the book. Rondell now maintains that Howie, apparently caught in a lie, is not trustworthy, and therefore the charges of cheating should be withdrawn. Colonel Thompson adjourned the board temporarily so it could make further investigation of charge and countercharge. So, let us go to the basic stage line where the upperclassmen are training. As we stand in front of Hangar B, a three-ship formation circles above the landing area. Flying wingtip to wingtip, the three planes form a perfect V as they swoop down over the hangar line preparatory to landing. Maneuvering with precision and grace in spite of the gusty air and difficult turn, we realize that the flying cadets of the upper class have advanced far in their training. Unseen from the ground, the leader gives a signal. Instantly, the roar of the engines dies to a low throb, and the section glides in for a landing. The three planes, still flying as one, flatten out, hang suspended momentarily a few feet off the ground. Then, landing gear and tail wheels touch simultaneously for a perfect landing. The leader swings around and heads toward the concrete apron, followed obediently by the two pilots who had flown the wing positions. Taxiing rapidly across the turf, the two flying cadets pull up even with their leader as they approach the line. Suddenly, one of the ships swerves. The other pilot sees the imminent danger, and with a burst of his engine, he tries to avoid the impending crash. The wingtips almost touch. He shouts a warning.
Look out! Where are you going?
I see it.
Wake up, you
know. Well, I didn't hit you.
Well, it's not your fault that you didn't.
Pipe down, blower.
Big clown, Jones, you didn't miss my wingtip by 2 inches.
Well, what are you crying about? I missed it, didn't I?
What's the matter with you anyway? Can't you see where you're going?
Quit crying your head off, Dinsmore. I think that's your personal airplane, the way you hollered. Hey, cut the switch when the gas runs out, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Come on, let's turn in our chute.
Yeah, you better scram away from this apron before Barnes takes you out and shows you how to taxi a BT-9.
Grapefruit.
It was a swell formation I flew, and you had to spoil it by taxiing up to the line.
So what?
I didn't miss a one of Barnes' signals. What's wrong with you, Arch?
Look, will you pipe down, Dinsmore? I don't want to hear any more about it. And you're the last guy on this line that should be yelling about other people's mistakes.
Or at least know how to taxi.
Forget it. Go on in and give the supply sergeant your chute. I hope I never draw you on another formation. Here's my chute, Popeye.
Okay.
You can have mine too, Lead Slinger.
Okay, scram, Pat.
There's only one thing lower than a dodo, and that's a supply sergeant.
Close that door as you go out. Where was you raised, in a barn?
Okay, Mushmouth.
Well, come on. Let's walk up the barracks.
I got my car. We'll ride over. Mm. Say, no kidding, Arch. You must have something on your mind. You haven't been yourself all day.
Sure, I got something on my mind. You ought to know what it is.
Me? Well, I sure don't.
We're about to lose the best man in our class. Suppose you'll be glad to see him go.
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about Howie Wing. Come out of the storm, Duke.
Howie? Well, what's happened? I know he's been grounded, but has anything else happened?
Listen, Sleepy. Don't you know he was up before a faculty board yesterday?
The benzene board? Oh, my gosh, Arch. Are you fooling?
I'm serious. Didn't you see him last night?
No, I went into town. My confinement was lifted yesterday, so I went in to celebrate. I thought he was awfully quiet this morning at mess.
Yeah, I had a long talk with Howie last night. He's in the doghouse, sure enough.
Because he flew back from Austin in that storm?
No, he was grounded for that. Now, Rondell claims he disobeyed orders. That orders came through instructing you and Howie to stay on the ground, and Howie took off anyway.
Oh, so that's it.
Yeah, well, here comes Captain Harvey. He's on the board. Let's ask him about it.
So that's what Rondell has done.
Afternoon, Captain Harvey.
Hello, boys. Nice formation you flew. I just saw Barnes out on the line.
Thank you, sir.
Say, Captain Harvey, has anything new developed on the faculty board?
Well, Arch, I can't give you much information at this time.
What about Howie, Captain Harvey?
Well, Howie is on a bad spot, boys. Frankly, I don't know quite what to think. If the evidence we have is correct, and apparently it is, Wing doesn't stand much chance of staying at Randolph. Of course, any recommendation the faculty board makes is reviewed by the president in Washington. When it's a direct violation of orders, though, there's little chance for a flying cadet staying in school. Yeah, it's too bad. I like Howie, and I thought that he had more sense.
I can't understand it.
Well, it certainly has me puzzled, Arch, but the evidence is too strong against him. The message ordering him to stay on the ground was right in his own logbook.
His logbook? The orders? Do you mean that the order we got at Austin was in Howie's own logbook?
Certainly. You ought to know, Duke. You were at Austin with him.
Yes, I was.
But won't the fact that he took off on an errand of mercy make some difference, Captain?
That's a sentimental side of the case that can't be considered. It was a fine thing for Howie to do, but a very dangerous thing. He risked his own life, the life of Donna Cavendish, and took a chance on breaking up an expensive airplane. Flight orders, regardless of reason, cannot be ignored. Howie was just lucky to get through that storm and land here. And, to make matters worse, he's denied receiving the orders. Down here, we know Howie, and we've grown to like him. Our judgment might be swayed for that reason, but in Washington, where they review all the evidence of the faculty board, they look at it in a detached, cold, impartial manner, and that evidence is awfully damaging.
Yeah, that sure is tough.
Of course, we don't know yet what will happen. The board is still sitting on Rondell's case. It will have to be disposed of before we start on the Howie Wing violation.
Now, Rondell ought to be kicked out.
I have absolutely no sympathy for Rondell, but, I've got to get along, boys. See you later, fellas.
Very good, sir. Come on, let's get over to the barracks, Duke. Come on, isn't this your car? Come on, let's ride over to the barracks.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, the barracks.
And you're the one that ought to come out of the storm. You know, Duke, I can't understand what came over Howie. The guy's worked as hard as anyone in the class, and he sure is nuts about the school, too. Hey, let's see if he's in his room.
Yeah. Come on in, Arch.
Hi, mister. Where you been keeping? Oh, he isn't here.
I wonder where he is.
I thought he might be in here. Guess the old boy needs cheering up. What do you figure, Duke? You were with him that night at Austin. Why do you suppose he took off when he had orders to sit on the ground? Think Donna talked him into it?
No. No, I don't think so.
Howie's no dumbbell. He knew what would happen if he got caught at it. And he isn't the kind of a guy to lie out of a thing, either. That's what has me whipped. Why didn't he admit that he got the orders? And thought it was so important to fire the serum in here that, he disregarded them.
I don't know.
The fact that he lied about it is going to count more against him than anything else.
Yeah.
Ah, gosh, it ain't right. Nobody's surprised that a snake like Rondell gets kicked out. He's just a big four-flusher anyway.
I guess I...
Huh?
I guess I had Howie dope, Rob. Mm. I thought he was being a little too eager since he was made captain of B Company.
Eager? He was just doing his job. If you were captain of B Company, you'd have to perform or else.
Yeah.
Howie Wing would go to bat for any guy in the barracks. He's defended you more than once, Duke.
I got sore at him when he acted like he did about that formation flight. Remember when he and Poole cracked up and I was leading the formation?
What else could he do? If you tried to pull a fast one, you'd have put Barnes behind the eight ball and there'd been plenty of fireworks. It's no disgrace to get lost on a cross country. I spent an hour the other day looking for San Marcos.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
The whole thing's a mystery to me. And Howie won't say a word. We were talking about it last night. He just sat there, stuck out his chin, and... Where are you going, Duke?
Just down the hall, Arch. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Oh. Hello, Duke Goldfly.
I want to talk to you, Rondell.
What's wrong with you? Looks like you'd lost your last friend.
Rondell, you're a heel. I am, too, but you got me beat.
What are you talking about? Hey, what's the idea of busting
in? You know what's wrong. When it comes to pulling sneaking, underhanded tricks, you win in a walk.
Now, listen, don't give me that. You sound like you're getting eager.
I am getting eager. Plenty eager.
Suppose you're talking about that Howie Wing setup.
You're darn right. You're going to come clean and admit what you did.
Oh, yeah? You're getting as bad as the rest of these clunks around here. I'll have to get you a little Lord Fauntleroy collar, too. Oh,
you sneaking rat. You're going to come clean and get Howie Wing out of this jam. I know what you did, Rondell. I know exactly how you pulled that tricky little stunt of yours. Oh, there's nothing too low for you.
Shut your mouth, Dinsmore. I'm not bailing out Wing or anybody else. I told you to set up. Wing thought he'd get me kicked out of here, and he's getting fooled.
Yeah, but you haven't fooled me.
Where do you get off telling me about pulling tricks?
I'll admit I was haywire. But now I'm going to bail Wing out, and you're going to help
me. You're crazy. You're keeping your mouth shut, or I'll keep it shut for you. Take guys like you apart, Dinsmore.
Oh, yeah? Well, all right. You can start right now.
You said it.
All right. All right now, Rondell. Get up and I'll stretch.
Hey, what's all the racket about? Well, well. You sure look cute stretched out on your back, Rondell.
I'll get you for this, Dinsmore.
Remember, Rondell, you're bailing out, Howie.
What happened?
Oh, nothing.
What do you mean, bailing out Howie?
Arch, I just came out of the storm.
What does Duke Dinsmore mean? Can Howie be bailed out of his desperate situation? What will happen when the faculty board reconvenes tomorrow? Be with us in the next episode of Howie Wing, a saga of aviation.